Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garn Report. Celtics lose to the Suns, 106-94. Take an early lead while the Suns go ice cold. But Jason Tatum plays equally.
It's ice cold in here, by the way. That's why I got this on. But yeah, go ahead.
I haven't seen Tatum, I don't think, this year not score until nearly midway through the second quarter. Out of the flow of the offense early. Doesn't really get back into it all night, even though he hit a pair of threes midway through that second to get himself going.
Right.
Takes a lot of off-balance jump shots. Hunts that three I pointed out to you against Dario Saric. It was really the most off-balance effort offensively we've seen all year from Jason Tatum. What do you see from him?
Absolutely. I feel like the Phoenix Suns just had a terrific game plan in terms of just rattling him, throwing different bodies at him, and also doing it in a way that didn't take away from the overall coverage on defense. You know, you saw what they did on the opposite end. Chris Paul, whether it was the switches or beating you off the dribble or finding other guys to knock down shots. I mean, cleaning the glass, doing the things, the little things that could put you in a position to win a game when you don't have your best scorer out there in Devin Booker. But putting the defensive clamps on Jason Tatum the way they did made all the difference, in my opinion. I mean, that was really the gap in a sense of the Celtics just couldn't get that first lead or that second lead, you know, in the second half, I feel like, because of that. And even though they came within one shot, the Phoenix Suns just made them pay going on that huge run in the fourth quarter.
Jock Landale, DeAndre Ayton, all those big guys in the paint.
Landale was huge. Saric with the double-double.
Saric with blocks.
That went a long way.
Yeah, you didn't see Tatum get to that paint area tonight.
Right. I was just going to say, the way they protected the rim.
I don't think he got a shot off in the restricted area all night. Last time I looked, he didn't have one. So a lot of jump shots from Tatum. They made him play very passive.
Right.
And even Malcolm Brogdon, who had a good first half, Derek White trying to help out. Uneven nights around the rim. The Celtics just couldn't find their shots in that interior. Right. And you saw it too. Robert Williams completely shut out in this game, those passing outlets to him.
Absolutely, especially because it seemed like they were reading it. Yeah, I bumped you a couple of times where they're trying to get him for those bounce passes down low. Tatum being double-teamed, triple-teamed sometimes, and they still had enough time to get back and make those deflections or make that steal that would trigger their fast break. You know what? I'm glad you brought up Malcolm Brogdon, because I'm not saying that it's his fault, but when he missed that big layup that would have tied this game, that's when the Suns responded with a 14-4, 14-5 run in that fourth quarter, and the Celtics just never recovered from that.
Yeah, Celtics come back down 20 in the first half to within a possession, but can't complete the comeback here tonight. They lose to the Phoenix Suns after that emphatic win over the Nets, where it looked like the offense got right.
Right.
They're back to square one as this offensive inconsistency of the middle portion of the season continues. No Marcus Smart. Joe Mazzulla saying pregame that there's still no decision on whether or not he'll come back before the All-Star break. We'll have more post-game coverage from Mazzulla and others coming shortly on CLNS Media Channel. Go subscribe over there. Celtics post-game is underway right now. Go check that out. And, of course, you can find more content tonight from us here at TD Garden. A big night of Kyrie Irving's trade demand. Other news around the Celtics tonight, I'm sure, will follow. And we'll have it all here on Celtics
Should be a fun
All
Friday
Access.
Night.
Of course, our sponsors, some love, HelloFresh.com/Garden. 65 for 65% off your order plus free shipping. And AthleticGreens.com/Garden for 5 free travel packs and a year's supply of vitamin D when you go order their great nutritional insurance. From the Garden for now, Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, Celtics losers here to the Phoenix Suns.